sir. Hallelujah.
The high-tech guy. Thank you for doing that for me. Amen. And it's a great joy for me to be with you in America. You know, God bless America. Every time I step out of the plane, I say, Lord, bless this nation. Because God has great plan for this nation. And through this nation, into the world, the Lord has done great things over the years. And be proud of America. And I'm very happy to be with you all this morning, Abundant Life. You know, good to rub shoulders again with Pastor Bill. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens the iron. So we were sharpening too much last evening that we missed our turn in Interstate 81, you know, and we were having fun. And after an hour of drive and fellowship, we realized that something went wrong with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it was great time and joy. And thank you, Pastor, for driving. And we had fun, you know. When men come together, it's always fun. Amen.
He was showing you America.
Yeah, America. Yes. So we almost missed. We thought we were going all the way to, you know, all the other states of... Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a joy for me to be here and greet you all. And I bring greetings to you all from India, especially from Pamela, you know, to all the precious brothers we know here. You know, good to see Brother Randy and Jared, Dave, and, you know, Peters. And it looks like Josh has more friends there. The Bible College students were all saying, would you meet, you know, the little guy? I said, yeah, you know, I don't know. They said, hello to you, okay? And praise the Lord. And thank you for letting me come and Pastor giving me this opportunity. I believe every time when we come in the presence of God, the Bible says in His presence there is always fullness of joy. The fullness of joy comes by the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in the beginning, where did joy come from? You know, when we always go back to the Word of God, the Bible says, when the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light, the Bible says it was good in the sight of God. Amen. The goodness of God comes by the Word, and by the Word, the light comes. Amen. The entrance of the Word of God gives us light to us. And this morning, you know, I'm just going to briefly... you know, share the Word of God, what the Lord has put in my heart. I was so disciplined and tired so much that I got the first night used to the American sleep pattern, you know. So we were so tired. So when I went, saw the bed invited me and I crawled over the bed and I slept, amen, like a baby, and got up this morning, tried to fix my internet, I couldn't do, but I did again, got in touch with, you know, back home in the office, greeted them for the service tomorrow, and did all the things. Praise the Lord. I mean, God is good, and the good breakfast we had this morning. Thank you. You know, when men come together, I don't know about you, but men, we always try to prove ourselves, right? Even from the school, okay? You know, I used to be a missionary kid going to school. You know, in India, we had uniforms because of different caste system and things, you know, and also because of the English ruled India, okay? So English, always the British, they brought discipline. Okay, so we you know, we all had uniform, shining shoes, and we go to school, and because I'm a pastor kid, okay, everybody knows there. So I behave myself, no problem. And one day, there was a tough guy. Always there are tough guys at school. They want to bully you, you know. They want to do something. They think because you're a pastor kid, they can take you for a ride. Thank God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We want to prove ourselves strong and mighty. I don't know. It's always in manhood, you know. If you are born a boy, a man, you try to prove yourself strong and mighty. You know, when you think of that, always there was a strong man, a bully, even in the Bible. You know, that guy name was Goliath. He was challenging the army of God. The devil is always trying to do something to the church, to the body of Christ, to the people of God. Want to challenge, curse, bully, and want to be mean. But thank God there was a little boy walking in that situation. A boy who would say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A boy who would say, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, because that's where my help comes from." He knew what he was talking. He knew what he was singing. Because he knew, if God is for me, who can be against me? Who are you, an uncircumcised Philistine, to challenge the body of Christ? He had a something, you know. He had a passion. You see, I was talking about the bully guy in my school. Okay, he always tried to bully me because I used to do the prayer and you know, in the morning thing, you know. And he would always try to act smart with me. And one day he was, you know, cursing God and things. And I thought it was too much to go and for me to handle. So I became the David that day. And the whole school saw that. Hey, is that Israel Jabra doing it? Is this pastor's son doing it? I said, yeah. If you would come against something, the name of the Lord, that bothers me. I don't know why. Okay? I'm proud to be an Indian and a pastor in India, doing apostolic work, doing all the things the Lord has called me to do. But it bothers me when people talk about, I can handle Hindus, Muslims, no problem. I don't bully them. I don't, you know, look down on them. But when they look down and talk down on God and God's name, man, something inside of me makes me mighty and strong. Hallelujah. You know, as man would, we need to have that stuff. So this David was walking in the battlefield, and you know the story. And he wanted to take this guy. But before he could take this guy, the Bible says, if you have a Bible, turn with me. I want to very briefly teach something from the Word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. The Bible says, he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. His staff, his hand, he chose for himself. His shepherd's bag, his sling, his hand. The Bible clearly says, why did God talking about him, his possession, his hand, his staff, his shepherd's bag? in his hand. God is interested in you today. We are chosen by God. Amen. We can be thin, we can be tall, we can be stout, we can be bald, we can be beautiful, handsome, whatever. But the Lord is looking inside of us. What do we have to give it to God? There is something inside of you and I, always. Goliath was big. David was small. But he had his rod with him. And before he took this, in verse 40, before we read, in 38, we read, Saul clothed David with his armor. See, there is a difference between Saul's armor and David's sling or David's shepherd's bag or David's rod. God is not looking for the mighty, mighty outside. But God is looking for something inside. If we would bring it to God, what we have. The little boy brought his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and gave it to God. His possession, his food, in his hand, in his box. God is looking for you and I if we would present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Give ourselves, yield ourselves to God. Victory doesn't come from north, south, east, or west, but it comes from God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when Saul, the king, he wanted to give his armor. Maybe he had a Pierre Cardin. Maybe he had a Tommy Hilfiger. That's good. I like. But even if it's an Indian, or even if it's a normal one, even if it's a Yankees t-shirt, God is looking at you today. What you have to give it to God? God is not looking for, the victory is not in Saul's armor. We see clearly, David says, King David, King Saul, it's all good. It looks good, beautiful, wonderful, great. But he says, I cannot handle this. He said, I cannot walk with this. He tried it. He tried to walk with these shoes. Those shoes were best shoes, or maybe, you know, I don't know. But he says, I tested them. I cannot walk with this, for I have not tested them. Some things there are in this world, which is not for you and I. It looks good on others, but we need to draw a line. We need to have a boundary. We need to be a people of principle. We need to be a people who would say, it's not for me. Strong and mighty say that. Because David stood on his principle. He went there with an invitation from the king, the great man. He had all the power. He had all the thing to do. Sir, I come, I sit with you, I talk with you. Because you want me to do, I can try. But I cannot have like you have. You understand my point. I cannot have that hairstyle. I cannot have the dress that you do. It's good. It looks good. I have no complaint on it. But if I have to be strong and mighty, let me take my rod. Let me take the stones and put it in my shepherd's bag. I have something the Lord has given. In everyone's life, in every one of you, God has some deposit in you. That deposit, from there we need to start. Amen. From there that comes the victory. I've seen in my life years of ministry. I started very young in the ministry. You know, I told you many times, you know, I was born in the church. I was raised in the church. By God's grace, to my knowledge, I've never missed a Sunday. I never missed a church because church was home for me. You know what I mean?
That's what made me today. The church, the house of God, made me even to come to United States. Because of the church, I met pastor. Because of the church, we became friends. How can I forget where I started? I need to say certain things. It's good, beautiful, wonderful, great mark, high mark, great price, good, hallelujah. But it's not for me. I have to go with my rod, with my sling, with the stones in my shepherd's bag, in my hand. God is looking for you. What do you have in your hand? You know, throughout the Bible, you see, no man was perfect. I'm not perfect. I tell my church, you know, I tell all the missionaries, pastors, I tell them, I'm not perfect. They go, you know, shock. I said, yeah, you should ask Pamela. I'm not perfect. I'm not God. I'm not holy man. No. God is making me holy. I want to be more holy. I want to be more perfect. I'm walking in perfection. I'm walking in the righteousness of God. It has to be God, because God is looking if we would take our thing. Many a times the devil, you know, tried to focus our eyes, our sight on something else. Look within you. There is victory in you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, many times we think, oh, we are not qualified. How can I do the call of God? Many times I've come across many people. They said, Pastor, I'm not qualified. God, you know, qualifies the one who have called. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody in the Bible was qualified. David was not qualified. Abraham was old to have a son. Sarah was despising. And in the old Bible, you see, Peter, Thomas, you see, every one of them, they were not qualified. They doubted God. They denied the name of Jesus. But God took them and qualified them. Yes. Are we ready to give to God what we have? Our time, our praise, our commitment, our submission, our decision. Say, this is my mark. This is my boundary. This is where I stand. This is the principle upon which the Bible says the wise man builds his house upon the rock. The rock. The rock. Both of them built. Both of them, you know, their house looked beautiful. But only when the storm came, that made the difference. People of God, strong and mighty. It's good to be, but that doesn't come from anywhere else. It comes from within you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's not just the destination. You're learning something, but it's the journey towards the destination. The Lord is teaching you something. Are we willing to submit ourselves? Are we willing to give our time to God? Are we willing to take the rod? Are we willing to go to the brook? Are we willing to pick up the stones? Are we willing to put them in the shepherd's bag? Are we willing to take the sling and walk? Take a step of faith against this giant who was challenging the people of God. And the Bible says that guy was fully armed. He had an helmet, he had a breastplate. He had shoes, he had shield, but this guy, he was willing to give what he had, what he knew. There is always, you know, many times, I don't make it a doctrine, I don't make it a thing. If people would ask me, I would say, it's good for us to stop at times and take time with God, you and God alone. Let God talk to you. Many times we go in a crowd, miss God. The Bible clearly says Jacob was left alone. There are lonely times God can take.
and use it. It's good to go to the palace. It's good to have a party. It's good to have a big food. It's good to have shoes. And it's good to have try all the stuff. But king, leave me alone. Give me some time. Let me go to the place. Let me and God get connected. Hallelujah. Let me and God have some time of fellowship. Let me talk to God. Let God talk to me. Let God give me the faith in me. Let him stir the gift inside of me. I want to take my rod. He took it. The Bible clearly says again and again and again. In verse 40, he says, he took his rod. His rod. He's interested in you. In your possession. In your family. In your children. In your business. In your commitment. In your prayer. In your walk with God. What are we doing? That made him a mighty man. For him, he looked little. But he was a little guy, having everything for himself. Amen. I like that way. You know, many times people tell me, even in ministry, praise God for everything. But I'm happy with what I do. I'm happy with what I do with my family. I'm happy with what I do with my children. Not many things, everything, but I'm happy. Hallelujah. Content we could be, as content and as happy we could be. And enjoy what the Lord has given to us. It might not be the rod of Saul. It might not be the armor like they dress, we dress. It could be wrinkle. But thank God, man. Hey, it's my shirt. It's my anointing. It's my calling. It's my commitment to God. It's my dedication. I don't care. Let me do my hair myself. Things may change. That might look glamorous. That might look beautiful, great, attractive, very social. But me, let me be me. God is interested in you today, in us today, in me today. Jacob was left alone. God is interested if he would sometime, be there. Left alone. I don't know about you. I've been left alone many times in my life. Me and God. Those tight corners. I don't know. Pressed. That's when God brings the best out of you. Hallelujah. You know, when they put those olives in the you know, the press stuff, and they press it tight. It's not easy for the olives. But the more they're pressed, the anointing, the oil comes. Hallelujah. It's like that. God takes you in a corner. Take your staff, take your sling, put them in your shepherd's bag. Man, you preach in your words. You preach your calling. You do what you are called for. Amen. Hallelujah. You do your own thing. That's when the Goliath would come down trembling. Amen. Hallelujah. God is interested in us. His staff, his rod, his sling, his shepherd, his stones. Hallelujah. His way of walking. You know, when he does the thing, see, he was totally covered, the Bible says. But there is always a place you can hit the devil. Hallelujah. The devil thinks he's so smart. The Goliath, he thought he was so smart, armed, protected. But David, because he had his sling, hallelujah. When you do your thing, you know what to do. I know what to do. I've learned something. I'm still learning something. I don't care what people say. Many, even pastors come up and tell me, hey, you know, you preach good. You do good. And why do you travel still? Why do you? You know, you're getting old. I'm getting more gray hair now. Amen. The kids saw me after a while, you know, they said, Daddy, you know, I said, you know, Daddy's married to old woman and old woman is married to an old dad. They were all laughing, you know. In just a year's time, you know, I saw a difference in my hair. You know what I mean? So the pastor said, hey, you're still doing that? I said, yeah, that's my calling. I enjoy. If I don't do, I don't sleep. You know? God doesn't put me to sleep. Man, if you cannot go and do the outreach or plant church, man, I feel like I'm hungry still. You know, give me some more chicken spicy food, man. You know what I mean? Put me on the train again, you know. They say, oh, you know, you have a good church and good. But I want to be in my calling until God comes in glory or until he calls me home. You know, things that we have to make up in our mind, in our life, a decision. Say, King Saul, it's good, but it's not for me. It's for you, sir. It's for, you know, I cannot come here and act like an American. It's American. You know what I mean? I can be here for a few days, but I'm made Indian. I'm not a, you know, some people think, you know, I'm proud to be an Indian. Hallelujah. I thank God for India. India is dumb and stupid and crazy. Hallelujah. Thank God for everything. I am, God made it that way. Hallelujah. I'm an Indian man. I want to take my staff. I want to take my thing and do what the Lord has called me to do. Hallelujah. That's what God is expecting us. A mighty and strong would do, would say, make a decision, draw a line. Is there a line drawn in our lives? Are we keeping our boundaries secure today? The walls are built, are they still built up again strong around us? Our family, our children, the ministry, the calling, the doing in our life, in our time, in everything the Lord has given to us. This guy had nothing else but a rod. This guy had nothing else but a shepherd's bag. This guy had nothing else but a sling, but he took them all. Went to the brook, the water, the living water. That's where we find our strength. Amen. That's where we find our stones. Hallelujah. That's where we find our faith. Hallelujah. That's where we have the grace of God. Amen. Never forget. Never forget. Where we started, how God has blessed us, where we are doing, what we are doing, and let God have his way in our lives. Strong and mighty, but I'm taking mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Many times, because somebody is doing, we do and mess up. You know, because somebody is doing that way, I cannot do that way. It's for me and God. God wants you and I. You know, I, as I told you, you know, when we are left alone. See, you know, when Jesus has to come into this world, Mary was a beautiful lady, wonderful young girl. God didn't speak to her when she was walking around with her friends. God didn't speak to her when she was shopping in the Walmart or whatever, you know. But the Bible says clearly, when she was left alone, the Bible says, blessed art thou. Amen. God speaks and brings blessing to us. And he's looking at us if we are left alone. That's when the tight corners, you learn something. You know, many times we murmur tight corners. But I started appreciating tight corners because I got the best out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. And God did the great miracle in my life, in the ministry I've seen. So I'm not afraid of tight corners. Take me anywhere in the world, tight me up. Man, Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Amen. The best is coming out. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, this Goliath thought he covered himself. But because this guy went with this possession, with this anointing, with this commitment, with this song, with his words, with his makeup, with this hairstyle, the Bible clearly says he was a rugged boy. You know, he didn't have his gel or whatever. I mean, you know, rough as he could be, man, he came there. And that guy was looking strange on him. But this guy could see that there was a gap in between his helmet and his eye and in the forehead. One shot, hallelujah, brought the Goliath down. Amen. There is always a place you can hit the devil. You can always handle him. He can be strong. He can be mighty. He can be a bully. Man, that day you should have seen me. That bully, I brought him down in the school. And from that day, you would not come straight on my face. If he sees me walking down that corridor, he will take a turn and go away. I became the giant. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. There's always a place we can bring the devil down. We can always find the place when we go to the brook, to the living waters in the Word of God. The stones were washed. The stones became smooth. You know why? Because it was in the brook. That's where our help is coming from. We live by faith. You know, many times, you know, I don't understand what I do in my life, in the ministry. You know, because God doesn't say the fact many times, isn't it, Pastor? Because if God gives more facts, there is no faith there. Because it is he that said, walk by faith and not by sight. He called Abraham. Man, it was hard for that guy to walk. But God is always in control. God will always give us victory. God will always make us triumph when we take our staff. What is that in your hand? You know, when Moses was left alone in that wilderness, the Lord, the burning bush, attracted him. And the Lord told him, put the thing down. You have something. Sometimes, you know, we don't realize. God knows what we have in our hands. He has given skill in you. These hands are blessed. Your hands are blessed by God. The things the Lord has put in you are the best for you. Never complain, never murmur. You can use them. Amen. What is that in your house? The prophet asked that lady. What is that in your hand? Take it. We will become strong and mighty, pulling down all strongholds because God is in complete control. He took his staff. He took his sling. He put them in his shepherd bag. And the Bible is very specific in giving a specific thing that belonged to David. It's not Saul's. It's not the king's one. It's the anointed one. It's the called one. It's the one with a principle. It's the one that would make a decision. It's the one who would draw a line. Hey, I want to draw a line. Make it a point. We are called by God. We are not of the world. We can be in the world. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Always. Men come, men go. Things come, things go. But God is still on the throne. He gives us victory. He makes us strong and mighty all the days of life. God bless you. And may this word of God encourage you in a great way, give you a strong revelation as you meditate on this word again and again. God bless you. Amen. Father, we thank you for this morning, the opportunity given me to tell your people and challenge them from the word what the Lord has put in my heart. Let it bring forth great results. Bless, Father God, these precious ones who have taken their time to be in your presence this morning. Let us, as body of Christ, take what you have given to us. We will bring it back to you. Every blessing, Lord, every gifts and talents, Lord, everything small and big, Lord, we will bring it back to you, that it will be mighty and stronger to pull down all strongholds in our lives. Give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless you and praise you, Lord. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Glory. Amen. Amen. Good word, brother. Amen. Well, we're going to close. We need to run. I have a meeting set up in the Lancaster area for Brother Israel. So appreciate everyone coming out.